This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're excited that you tuned in to the Radio Realtors today, and we're hoping that you're staying healthy during COVID-19. And there are some good things that are coming out of this, though. People are spending a lot more time with family, and that could be a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah. And we're still helping our clients and listeners buy and sell homes right now, even with the pandemic. Right, Rob?
Right, Frank. And there's a reason we're still killing it even during COVID-19. And that's because the Radio Realtors, we're not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are extremely active realtors that help our listeners and clients every single day.
And that's not going to change. It doesn't matter what season we are in. It is the business as usual for the Radio Realtors.
And we want to help you buy or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you're in the right place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
That's right. And if you're a potential home seller and you're thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors. We can get you top dollar for your home safely and effectively, for sure. And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy will highlight your home on this very radio show. And it also includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
That's right. The Radio Realtors are keeping the real in real estate, and we've got an amazing show for you today.
Yeah, we're going to cover some informative topics for you, including 19 things nobody tells you about selling your home.
9 reasons to visit a home at night before buying.
Yeah, that's a good one. And we're also going to share a few great listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So if you'd like to connect with us anytime, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline and text line at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. One more time, 916-269-3337.
Or you can go to the website. We're online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. So if you've been thinking about selling your home for a while, we want to share some useful information with you. And in case nobody has told you this yet, selling your home is a lot of hard work and it can be super stressful. So we're going to cover 19 things that you probably won't be expecting when you list your home for sale.
The first thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is you have an incredible amount of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we know you don't think you do, but you've got some work to do when it's time to start prepping your home for sale.
You need to clear out all of your clutter, and when you do, you're going to realize how much you've really accumulated.
Yeah, so you're going to have to throw out, donate, and store your stuff, and think of it as pre-packing for your upcoming move after you've had a successful sale.
The second thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is your feelings will probably be hurt by what the stager recommends.
Yeah, it's true. Now, if you're working with full service agents like us, your realtors will probably send in their stager. And if they don't work with a stager, at a minimum, you can expect your agent to walk through your home room by room, and they're going to tell you what needs to be done to improve what we call the saleability of your house.
We're not going to lie to you here. This part of the selling process feels kind of personal, and sometimes it's pretty painful.
That's for sure. So keep in mind, the goal is to market your home to its highest and best use. and have it appeal to as many potential homebuyers as possible. And this is not a personal attack on you or your decor style.
Now, some of you may know my wife, Mary. She's a home stager. And professional stagers know what potential homebuyers want to see and what catches their attention online and in person.
Yeah, and it's okay if you hate that bowl of red apples or the lime green pillows on the couch that the stager is using, right, Frank?
Yeah, right, Rob. But you do need to trust the people you've hired to do their thing and trust that it will contribute to a faster sale and higher sales price, or possibly both.
Yeah, and if you'd like to discuss our VIP home selling strategy with a flexible commission structure and you'd like a faster sale and a higher sales price, give us a call right now. In fact, for the first five callers, we're going to include free home staging for your listing.
Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And just in case you weren't listening, I'm going to give you the number one more time. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. If you get our message, just leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as possible. The third thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is your renovations may not have added as much value as you think.
Yeah, we call this the HGTV curse. Right, Rob?
Yeah, right, Frank. It's an idea that everybody has been brainwashed into thinking that if you invest $10,000 into renovating before you sell, that you're going to make at least $50,000 in return.
Well, the truth is, it doesn't always work out that way. In fact, sometimes people lose money on the work they've done.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. No, unfortunately, that is the truth. So before you invest even a single penny into renovating pre-sale, I want you to give us a call for a free 20-minute consultation.
The Radio Realtors hotline number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, we're going to come over to your home, and it will be a short appointment. We'll make sure we're social distancing, but we'll take a quick tour, and we're going to be able to tell you what's worth doing to your home to raise your value and what's not worth doing. And there's no charge for this appointment, so give us a call, 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, the fourth thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is some agents are rude.
Yeah, and this means that they may show up for a home showing appointment late, or they might not possibly show up at all.
And many of them will leave their shoes on despite the sign that you have that tells them to remove their shoes.
Now, Frank and I, we cannot defend this behavior,
no.
But at least we can warn you that it will happen. And unfortunately, with thousands of agents in Northern California, you can expect a good chunk of them. They just won't respect your time.
And all we can do is apologize for them. Sorry, but it's just the truth.
So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Rich in Roseville, and talk about location. This home is in the well-established neighborhood of Kirby Ranch. It is move-in ready with a desirable floor plan with four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a spectacular entertainer's backyard with an outdoor wood-burning fireplace, built-in wet bar, and a huge covered patio. It has a newly renovated gourmet kitchen, beautiful quartz countertops, white cabinets with self-closing drawers. It has a designer copper farm sink, built-in wine fridge, stainless steel appliances, a nice center island, a breakfast bar, recessed lighting, a walk-in pantry closet, and ceramic tile wood flooring. And it has vaulted ceilings in the big family room with a cozy fireplace, an open living and dining room, a big master bedroom with a walk-in closet. It has new interior and exterior paint, crown molding, new plumbing and electrical in the kitchen. It has a low-maintenance front yard with pathway lighting and so many upgrades and features. This home will not last. And this home is priced at just $469,900. So if you would like to see Rich in Roseville, just text us the word Rich to 916-269-3337. That's the word Rich to 916-269-3337, and we'll get you either a virtual showing or an in-person showing. Just text the word Rich to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to the Radio Realtors.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are covering the 19 things that nobody tells you when you're thinking about selling your home. That first thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is that you have way too much stuff. You got a lot of stuff, so you got to do something with all of your stuff. The second thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is your feelings are probably going to get hurt by what the stager recommends. It's just the bottom line there. The third thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is your renovations may not have added as much value to your home as you think. And the fourth thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is some agents are just plain rude, right, Frank?
Yes, they are.
Now, the fifth thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is while your home is on the market, you're going to have daily stress about the number of showings.
And you're going to have tons of questions like, shouldn't there have been more showings by now? And what's the normal number of showings?
Yeah, and experienced agents like us will be able to predict what you should expect for the type of property you have and tell you in advance what's normal for your neighborhood and for the time of year that you list.
And the number of expected showings will change depending on how long you're on the market.
Yeah, that's for sure. And good realtors like the Radio Realtors here, we will let you know at the first sign of something that isn't normal or expected so you can react and adjust accordingly.
The sixth thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is while your property is on the market, you'll wonder about every single showing.
And you're going to have a lot of questions to yourself like, was that the buyer? Did they like my house? Are they going to make an offer?
And questions like, why did those buyers only spend 3 minutes in the home? And why did the last buyer spend over an hour in the home and we still don't have an offer?
Yeah, now in most cases, at least in Northern California, us realtors or your agents, we won't be at all of the showings. So that will only happen if we are bringing our own potential home buyers through the home.
And as good agents, we will ask for feedback, but we usually wait a day or so to do it. So we don't look like we're desperate.
Right. And unfortunately, most agents, they actually won't give us much, if any, feedback. But we're going to do our best, though, on that to obtain as much feedback as we can.
The seventh thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is between the time after you've accepted an offer and the close, you're responsible for making sure that nothing happens to the home.
Yes, buyers are entitled to the home in the same condition it was in when they purchased it. So if something breaks, you're going to need to fix it before close.
If it was already broken, hooray, not your problem.
Yeah, that issue was probably noted on the disclosures there. So for an example, we just closed on a home in Roseville and it was listed on the disclosures that the microwave was not working. So the buyers were aware of it in advance.
Also, it should go without saying, I hope, that you'll need to maintain your homeowner's insurance until you don't own your home anymore.
That's right. So the eighth thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is sometimes sales don't close on the day that they're supposed to.
And while this is a huge pain when a closing is delayed, you need to be sure to maintain your insurance coverage on your home until it is 100% sold.
Yeah, and even if you've already moved all of your own personal property, the empty structure can get damaged or somebody could maybe hurt themselves on the property and sue you.
Right. If you don't keep your coverage in place and some things go wrong, you could have to pay for repairs straight out of your own pocket.
Yeah, so don't forget to only cancel your homeowner's insurance after the deal is officially on record. And on a side note, make sure that you supply the home warranty plan for the new buyer. It's just the right thing to do, and it's only going to run you about $400 to $500.
Yeah, small things can ruin a transaction. And you don't want to be the person telling the if only I would have story at a cocktail party.
Yeah, I've heard more than my share of those.
Yes, so we have.
The ninth thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is you need to disclose defects.
As much as it may be fun to fantasize selling your home completely as is and possibly not telling potential home buyers about what's wrong with your home, not disclosing things will hurt you in the end.
Yeah, I heard a story about a seller, and this wasn't one of my sellers, but they had an issue with a leak from an upstairs window when they had big storms. And they had repetitive problems with this over the years. And either the sellers forgot or they just chose not to disclose it. But 6 months after their deal closed, the new homeowners had a leak through the same window. They called a repair person. Well, the neighbor saw the repair truck and asked the new homeowners if they were having trouble with the upstairs window again. And when they spoke further, the neighbor said that the previous owners had had a lot of problems with that window leaking. So the long story short here is the new owners ended up suing the previous owners for more than $50,000. And guess what? They won.
So remember, as a home seller, you have a legal duty to disclose anything that could impact the new home buyer's enjoyment of your house.
And we want to remind you about our Radio Realtors podcast. Download the Radio Realtors podcast on iTunes or Spotify and like our Facebook page. We'd greatly appreciate it. Our Facebook page is The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. And then turn on the notifications so that we can be able to send you new posts that we do.
The 10th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is you're likely to be expected to leave the property in broom-swept condition on the closing.
Yeah, your fully signed residential purchase agreement probably stipulates that you can't just move out and leave your home a mess.
The key term is broom-swept condition, and that does mean different things to different people. people.
But remember that you reap what you sow, right? So not too long ago, we were working with a buyer who did their final walkthrough with us. And when we got to the home, the house was a travesty and it was a mess. And the buyers asked us to delay the recording of their transaction until the home was cleaned. And it was a difficult situation, but we finally did close after the home was cleaned up.
So, Rob, I guess the moral of the story is have your house professionally cleaned before you move out, right, Rob?
That's right. So the 11th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is when agents bring their clients back to see your property a second time, that's a good sign, but it is far from a guarantee of an offer.
Yeah. And it's a good idea for sellers to remember that you want to make sure that the potential home buyer's second look is as good or better than their first look.
I totally agree with this. And you may want to even raise the bar here by making the second look like the potential home buyer's personal open house. Why not have a personal note to them as well as some fresh baked cookies and some bottled water?
I like it when sellers set the mood also with some smooth jazz music. Rob, did you do that for me?
I certainly did.
Classy. Sellers should pull out all the stops.
Right. The 12th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is your potential home buyers will probably see your home for the first time online, especially now with COVID-19.
Yeah, gone are the days when the realtors introduce buyers to properties.
Yeah, these days, motivated buyers are all online and they are obsessively checking listings multiple times per day.
And your home needs to look good online with an awesome virtual tour, spectacular photos, and a wicked marketing copy.
Yeah, and if home buyers aren't falling in love with your home right away, you could have a long road ahead of you.
Yeah, Rob, we're telling it like it is on the Radio Realtors today.
That's right. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Cool in College Greens. And this is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home, nearly 1,300 square feet in the established College Greens neighborhood. It's a great starter home. When you walk into the home, you're going to walk into the freshly painted family room with new carpet and a wood-burning fireplace. The kitchen is open with stainless steel appliances, quartz countertops, and laminate flooring. The living room has new paint, new carpet, and access to the garage. All 3 bedrooms feature new paint and carpet with bright natural sunlight. The hall bathroom is tastefully updated with a newer vanity, flooring, and shower. The master bedroom is very good size with a large closet and plenty of natural light. This home is walking distance to Oakey Park, Bancroft Elementary, and just 15 minutes drive to downtown Sacramento. You can check out the virtual tour because we can email that to you, but if you would like to see Cool in College Greens, text the word cool right now to 916-269-3337. That is the word cool to 916-269-3337. That's the word cool to 916-269-3337. This home is priced at just $374,900. So if you'd like to see Cool in College Greens, text the word cool to 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our 3 FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life.
fix your credit today. Go to BlueWaterCredit.com. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are covering the 19 things that nobody tells you about selling your home today. And we're going to just quickly recap, but the first one was you have an incredible amount of stuff and you probably need to get rid of that stuff. Number two was your feelings will probably be hurt by what the stager recommends. Number three was that your renovations may have not added as much value as you think. Number four was some agents are just rude. They're just plain rude, right?
They're just rude.
Yeah. Number five is while your property is on the market, you're going to have daily stress about the number of showings you have. The sixth thing is while your property is on the market, you're going to wonder about every single showing. Number seven was between the time after you've accepted an offer and the closing of your home, you're responsible for making sure that nothing happens to the home. The eighth thing was sometimes sales just don't close on the day that they're supposed to. The ninth thing was you need to disclose defects. Don't be like that one person who owned the home that had the leak in the window and then had to be sued for $50,000 to make amends for that problem. Okay. The 10th thing was you're likely to be expected to leave the property in broom swept condition. And we said it's better if you have it professionally clean. Number 11 was when agents bring their clients back to see your home a second time, that's a great sign, but it is far from a guarantee of an offer. And the 12th thing was your potential home buyers will probably see your home for the first time online, especially now with COVID-19. Now, the 13th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is this: you're going to become a stalker. Now, while your home is listed, you're going to wonder about your competition, how many showings they're getting, and once we can do them again, how busy are their open houses too?
Yeah, the truth is we've had sellers go undercover to their competitors' open houses.
That's right.
And if we're being completely honest right now, we could be honest, right, Rob?
We can.
We've done that too. Remember
yes, we
when
have.
You went undercover to see that listing in Cameron Park?
That's right. Yeah, I did that, but we also did take over a potential buyer there. So it wasn't ultra covert, but I've gone to other people's open houses just to see what's going on. But as a home seller, you're also going to wonder how much everything around you is selling for.
And this is totally normal. And good realtors like Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors will preload you with all that intel.
That's right. The 14th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is buyers don't care what's convenient for you as a home seller. They want to see your home on their own schedule, even during COVID-19.
Yeah. Sellers who turn down showing appointments requests often don't realize the risk that they are taking.
Right. Our stats show that 50% of the showings that get refused don't get rebooked. And the home buyers in the greater Sacramento area, I think they are a little fickle this way.
And you never know, but you may have just refused a buyer who has a full priced cash offer.
Or for that matter, they could be a Radio Realtor certified home buyer that could close in as little as 10 days.
I like that.
Right?
And remember also that some potential home buyers are out of the area. They have a minimum amount of time to look at homes and to make a decision.
Yeah, we recently had a physician from Saudi Arabia that bought a home in Folsom, and we had about 10 hours to look at homes. That's it. They were in for a short amount of time. We found 20 that they wanted to see, but due to restricted showing times, we could only see 13 of those homes. And the bottom line is that doctor bought one of the 13 we saw. The other seven completely missed out on what was a full price cash offer.
It happens.
Yeah, the 15th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is, in our experience in Northern California, the average home gets an offer after 8 to 10 showings in a normal market.
Yeah, these are totally unscientific stats, but our experience in selling hundreds of homes, it's almost always the case.
Yeah, especially if the property is properly staged, photographed, priced right, marketed well, and easy for agents to show.
So make sure your home is easy to show.
And as we mentioned, if you'd like to chat about our VIP home selling strategy with our flexible commission structure, and you'd like a faster sale and a higher sales price, give us a call right now. In fact, for the first 5 callers, we will also include free home staging for your listing. So give us a call at
916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 269-3337.
916-269-3337, or you can go online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com.
The 16th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is leaving your home every time there's a showing is inconvenient, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's not only inconvenient, it does suck, but no potential home buyer can comfortably look at your home while you're there watching their every single move.
Right. As a home seller, you probably spend a lot of time at Starbucks or walks in the park or at your in-laws, but that discomfort will pay you back. We promise you.
Yeah, so what we're saying here is be prepared to make yourself scarce for showings.
The 17th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is, unless you own everybody's dream home, and most people don't, expect some lowball offers.
Yeah, even in bidding wars, we see lowball offers frequently, and a good agent will be able to justify your asking price and negotiate the price to market value.
But don't be afraid of negotiating, and do not get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, a while ago, one of our clients, who will obviously go nameless. Totally rejected an offer we presented to them because it was $30,000 below asking, and they wouldn't even consider negotiating.
And even though we warned them about lowball offers, their feelings were hurt, and they just wouldn't move off their number.
That's right. And then looking back, they admitted that this was really a bad move because those buyers never did come back with an improved offer, and the home took a little bit longer to sell.
And in the end, we ended up selling their home for pretty close to where that offer came in first.
Yep. So the 18th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is creating a bidding war doesn't always work.
Now, we know you probably read about crazy bidding wars happening, but they don't always work like you think they do.
Yeah, right. Getting multiple offers at the table at the same time is an art. And it depends on your property, your neighborhood, your competition, your asking price, the marketing, and a little bit of luck.
So don't assume you'll get a bidding war on your home. And be prepared with a backup strategy if you don't.
And remember what we said, that your first offer may be the best offer. Because even in a seller's market, over 75% of the time, that first offer is your best.
The 19th thing that nobody tells you about selling your home is, every property sells when the price is right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you own an older home that smells like cigarette smoke because you smoked in it for 30 years.
Or you lived in a gated community in Granite Bay and have granite counters and a backyard oasis that feels like you're in the Bahamas.
Or maybe you live in Arden Park on a third of an acre with a pool, in-law quarters, a tennis court, and you're just walking distance to the best Chinese food in town.
There's a market for every home, at least in the current market here in the greater Sacramento area, which includes Sac County, Placer County, El Dorado County, and Yolo County.
Yeah, and hopefully you've enjoyed the information that you received here on the Radio Realtors 19 things that nobody tells you about selling your home.
And once again, we are here for you. If you'd like to discuss our VIP home selling strategy with a flexible commission structure, we can work with you as a seller, whatever your situation is.
Right, and if you'd like a faster sale and a higher sales price, give give us a call right now.
In fact, we will open this up again to the next five callers. We will include free home staging for your listing.
Yeah, so call or text us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can go to theradiorealtors.com. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. And before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number three. We're calling this one Pretty in the Pocket Area, and this is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, nearly 2,300-square-foot home. And it has a large living room, a formal dining room, and a wet bar, and it makes this home an entertainer's dream. The huge kitchen with stainless steel appliances, a granite island, and a breakfast nook can offer any chef their own dream kitchen. The two bedrooms are very generously sized with large closets and bright natural light. The master bedroom is very large with a great master bathroom with dual sinks and a separate shower and bathtub. And the backyard has two large side yards with planter boxes for the garden and plenty of grass for all of your summer activities. With a 10-minute walk, you could be at Garcia Bend Park with easy access to the bike trail and the boat ramp. And while it's also only a 10-minute walk to Matsuyama Elementary School, this house has everything that the Pocket area has to offer. You can check out the virtual tour on this home, but it's priced at $545,900. So text the word PRETTY to 916-269-3337. That's PRETTY for Pretty in the Pocket Area to 916-269-3337. That's the word PRETTY to 916-269-3337. And we can even get you into this home in person. Text the word PRETTY to 916-269-3337. We'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate. Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming down the home stretch. We just got finished sharing with you 19 things nobody tells you about selling your home. And if you missed it, go to our podcast, The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. It is on iTunes and it's also on Spotify. Now, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who maybe had a cousin of somebody who moved into what seemed like the perfect home on what seemed like the perfect street, only to have a complete nightmare unfold. But the truth is that your neighbor doesn't have to be breeding hybrid wolf dogs and letting them run wild in your neighborhood for you to begin to hate where you live.
And that's a true story that happened in Indiana, right, Rob?
Yeah, it sure is, Frank. It's crazy. This lady was breeding wolf dogs and letting them run all over the neighborhood, and they were killing other animals in the neighborhood,
that
people's
like
dogs and
King.
Cats. It sounds like Pet Cemetery,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
But so many things can turn what seems like your dream home into a total disaster.
And you may not be able to avoid every one of them, but doing your due diligence can help.
And one thing that the Radio Realtors recommend is visiting the homes that you're thinking about buying at night.
Yeah, and you may get a completely different perspective on the neighborhood once the streetlights go out.
Yeah, so here are 9 reasons to visit a home at night before you buy it.
Reason number 1 to visit a home at night before buying is to find out if your potential new neighbors are weird.
Yeah, if you turn a home during the weekday or even on the weekend, you may have not gotten a true feel for who your future neighbors could be.
But when you come out at night, you might see the guy next door walking his pet parrot in the nude. The guy, not the parrot.
Right. Or you might see some neighborhood teens making their nightly pilgrimage to the elementary school to ride the swings in a very curiously happy state.
Happy state. Or you might notice that there are homes with cars parked on the lawns at night.
Right. The number 2 reason to visit a home at night before buying is to figure out if it's not active enough.
Do you have neighbors? You might not be too sure if they never emerge from their house.
Right. And if you're looking for a nice social experience in your neighborhood and the one your potential new house is in looks like a ghost town after 5 p.m., this might give you second thoughts.
Reason number 3 to visit a home at night before buying is to see if it's too active.
There can be too much of a good thing. If you swing by and see that everyone is mixing, it may make you look further into how often this occurs.
Right. Does living in the neighborhood mean you'll never have time to play a board game with a family or sit and watch your reality TV shows?
Yeah, too much activity could be a deal breaker.
Reason number 4 to visit a home at night before buying is to gauge the noise level.
Yeah, noise ordinances aren't something home buyers want to maybe familiarize themselves with. But for some, that's the reality of life in a loud neighborhood.
You may not know that the dog across the street barks for 20 minutes every time the sun goes down. And then every time someone has the nerve to walk by the house.
Or maybe like when I was growing up, there's several teenagers on the street. They formed a garage band and they practice, and their schedule is not compatible with your children's sleeping schedules until you've spent some time there at night.
Reason number 5 to visit a home at night before buying is to figure out the commute.
Yeah, you want to take that drive from work to your potential new house and make sure the commute is doable. And even if it's around the same distance to work as your current home, traffic patterns could make the drive unbearable for you.
You will certainly want to check the daytime commute as well. Some people don't mind a longer commute, but for others, they really want a pleasurable commute.
That's right. The number 6 reason to visit a home at night before buying is to make sure there are enough kids. Yeah, you know, if you've been envisioning a neighborhood where the kids play all together on the street, you will want to spend some time in that neighborhood after dinner time.
Take a walk around the neighborhood yourself and notice if there are kids riding their bikes and families are out walking with their dogs and strollers.
Now, if you don't see too much activity in the time before the sun goes down, there may not be a lot to see at all. One of our recent home buyers who just closed on a home in Roseville, they wanted to make sure that the neighborhood was kid-friendly. So they toured the neighborhood after dinner on the weekend, and they were happy because they found lots of kids playing together, and it made them feel great about their home choice.
Reason number 7 to visit a home at night before buying is to make sure the mixed-use neighborhood isn't a little too mixed.
Yeah, the idea of maybe being walking distance to shops and cafes and restaurants sounds great to many people.
But have you thought about the noise and traffic that's created in the areas like this that might affect your peace of mind at night?
Yeah, that's very important to consider. You know, it's interesting. I have a client of mine that wanted to sell his home because he was living in West Sacramento, and the train whistle at night kept him awake at night when they moved in, and he literally had to sell his home because his mental health was at stake. It's crazy.
I believe it.
Definitely so. So that mixed use can be a problem.
Okay, so the number 8 reason to visit a home at night before buying is to ensure that it's safe.
A neighborhood can look fine during the day and transform into something a little iffy when the lights go out.
You want to make sure you check out the park down the street to make sure it isn't a drug hangout.
And you may want to make sure that area businesses aren't attracting a questionable crowd in the evenings.
The number 9 reason to visit a home at night before buying is because there could be a serial killer living next door.
Now,
Rob, please explain.
Yeah. Now, we're being a little facetious here, but you probably aren't going to find out in one night of sitting outside in your car or strolling down the street if there are strange things happening in the neighborhood.
But you may observe some odd behavior that gives you pause. Maybe it's just a gut feeling you get spending time in the neighborhood at night.
And if you're trying to decide between a few homes, this may provide the tipping point you need to make the right choice. Now, we know there are a lot of things to think about when buying a home, and the Radio Realtor's 9 reasons to visit a home at night before buying can really help you make some decisions.
And if you're interested in becoming one of the Radio Realtor's certified home buyers, give us a call right now so we can get you pre-approved. Our hotline number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And for you potential home buyers, if you're one of the first 5 callers now and you register to be pre-approved with one of our PMLs, that is a preferred mortgage lender, Robert and Frank here will pay for your home warranty when you purchase a home with us. Or if the seller is already offering one, we will pay for a second year of coverage for you. And that is a pretty darn good deal.
So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So before we end the show, we're going to go to our audio open house number 4. We're calling this one Excellent in Elk Grove. And this is an elegant 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home, nearly 1,400 square feet. And it's in a quiet Elk Grove neighborhood with no HOA. And this home showcases a bright and open floor plan, which immediately opens to the spacious living room, featuring a cozy fireplace and entryway to the backyard. Just off of your living room, you will find the kitchen, which features stainless steel appliances, a deep double sink, and handsome dark cabinets. The kitchen is open to the living room area, making it perfect for entertaining. The master suite includes access to a private bathroom and a spacious walk-in closet. Outside of the master bedroom, you will find 2 additional bedrooms and 1 full bathroom. And this great home includes an attached 2-car garage, large fenced-in back patio, and inside washer and dryer hookup. You can also check out the virtual tour. We can text it to you. This home is listed for $378,900, and you can text the word excellent to 916-269-3337 for more information. That is the word excellent to 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337 for excellent in Elk Grove. So Frank, that was a power-packed show for our clients and our listeners today.
Yeah, that was great info.
Lots of good info for you sellers out there. If you're thinking about selling your home, we would love to work for you. And like we said, we will come over to your home, do a quick tour for free, and give you the things that we think that you need to do to get top dollar for your home. Also, we can do that virtually. So if you feel better about doing that, just give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And if you are a potential home buyer right now and you're not too scared to buy because of COVID-19, well, we want to help you too. And we've got some special programs for you. We can get you pre-approved in minutes, have you out shopping for a home the same day. Give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or they can go to that website. What is that website?
Yeah, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And everybody have a great weekend.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.